Blog Talk Radio.
And that sure was a blessing. We got to trust in the Lord. This is Sister Ruby Larry at the switchboard today. Welcome to A Time of Reflection with New Destiny Ministry, where we're empowering souls for destiny. Our founding host is Evangelist Adrian Bernard, and I'm your co-host for today, Sister Ruby Larry. A Time of Reflection is a radio broadcast that will encourage, enrich, enhance, enlighten, and empower listeners to trust God in every area of their lives, naturally and spiritually, and to pursue their God-given destiny without apology. We are mandated to teach and preach the gospel of Jesus Christ as we stand firmly upon our foundational scripture and are built upon the foundation of the apostles and the prophets, Jesus Christ himself being the chief cornerstone. And I read that out of Ephesians, King James Version, chapter 2, verse 20. We air daily Monday through Friday at 1 p.m. Pacific time. Our Saturday segment airs at 5 a.m. Pacific time with Minister Billy Burns, an early Sunday morning prayer at 7 a.m. Pacific time, and it's a corporate prayer that if the Lord leads you, please come on and pray with us. We're normally on for a half an hour to 40 minutes as the Lord sees fit for us to be there. Tune in expecting to hear and receive fresh oil from God Almighty. The call-in number is 858-683-1334. It's for all of the segments. Please email us at New Destiny Ministries 54@gmail.com or mail any prayer request or praise report you would like us to share on the broadcast to New Destiny Ministries, P.O. Box 5702, Stockton, California, and that's 95205. Also, we invite you to like our New Destiny Ministry page on Facebook, and we're on Twitter at New Destiny 54. And listen online also at www.newdestinyministry.com to hear our archive message, just like I'm talking to you now. Don't sign off because God has a rhema word just for you, just for you, just for me, just for Evangelist Bernard, each and everybody all over the world that the Lord allow this broadcast to air. And we appreciate and are thankful for your tremendous support of the godly men and women that willingly share the anointed, powerful word of God with each of you that call in and us too, and those that visit this broadcast by internet or in the chat room. And we're so blessed and honored today to have our founder and host, Evangelist Adrian Bernard, is on the line now. And you can take over, Evangelist Bernard, and introduce our speaker today. Evangelist Bernard.
Amen, amen. Praise the Lord, everybody. Amen. Once again, this is the day that the Lord has made. I certainly will rejoice and be glad in it. Amen. I'm just happy to be back on the line, happy to be in good fellowship with the saints of God, and just thankful for the many, many blessings that God is bestowing upon us each and every day. I don't know if our speaker is on yet.
Yes, he is.
He's on
the line.
Amen, amen. Well, I'm just so happy. Everybody know that I'm back in Louisiana, and I thank God for the bloodline. I thank him for the family. Amen, family. Amen, and certainly I thank God for our many friends. It's a blessing, though, when you can get family to connect with you, and you can see the fruits of their labor, and you can see what God is doing in their life. The young man that's going to speak today is one of my cousins out of Hammond, well, Covington, Louisiana. He is a minister. He is a father. He is a preacher. He is a psalmist. Amen. He's an organist. Oh, Lord, I haven't seen anybody can play the organ like Minister Maurice Moncure. He's not a stranger to this broadcast. He hasn't been on in a while, but nevertheless, God has blessed him where he's able to come on and minister the word of God for us on today, and I'm excited about it. I'm excited about what God is going to do. I just see God doing some great things in the lives of his people, and especially in my family. You know, it's a blessing to have that heritage, amen, and we came from a line of preachers, amen. I never thought that this would be something that I would ever be involved in. I was just happy being somebody that God blessed to get saved and blessed to get baptized and filled with the precious gift of the Holy Ghost. And that was it. I just wanted to work for the kingdom of God. That's it. I didn't have any desire to preach, no desire to teach. I just wanted to help, and whatever my hands found to do, that's what I was content with. But, you know, when you have a calling upon your life, amen, God can deal with you for years before you even submit to that calling, amen, and that's what he did with me. It was years before I really just heeded the call, even though I knew God had that calling on my life, amen. But I thank him today. I thank him today. Now I'm a little more mature, so I can hear the voice of God clearly. And when he said go, I'm ready to go. So I'm just happy to have with us today Minister Maurice Moncur, and we're going to bring him right on. As I said, he don't need an introduction. He's been on this line with us. He has prayed for us. He has prayed with us. He has ministered the word to us, and God has blessed him to even introduce us to other men and women of the gospel that live in the region that he's in. But I'm here now, cousin, so it's all
right.
It gives me great pleasure to present to some and introduce to others our minister of the hour, and that's none other than Minister Maurice Moncur, and he can come in whatever way the Lord lead him. God bless you.
Amen. God bless you, Evangelist Bernard, and to Mama Ruby, it's just glad to be here with you guys again. Lord,
yes.
God is so awesome. He's such a blessing. And I'm just glad to be here. In the short time that I have, I just wanted to share with all of your listeners what a great day this is, a day that we have never seen before. But it's amazing how an awesome God said yes to give us another chance, another opportunity to just share the good news of Jesus the Christ. We are grateful, and thank you, Evangelist Bernard, for allowing us this task. You know I'm a minister of music, musician, and all of that. And we were trying to find something in the Holy Word. You can find prayer all over the Word of God. But something intrigued me in my study last night because I was trying to say, well, I want to find something with prayer in it. And God led me in another direction. He brought me to the psalmist David. I said, okay, since you're a minister of music, let's get on one accord, and we need to start adapting our music ministry into the powerful ministry of the gospel of Jesus Christ. And so we're going to look at David's prayer to God, and that's going to be found in Psalms 51 and 10. The first 9 verses, he fills out the application and has the request to God of the things that he's done and he's sorry for. But in that 10th verse is where it preaches to my very depths of my soul. He says something like this. He says, create in me, O God, a clean heart and renew the right spirit within me. Just that one text I want to just talk about for a little while. I broke up with me. I broke up with me. Sometimes in our lives, in our past, we've had relationships, and especially that first relationship we've had with someone, and they break up with us. It hurt us to the core. It brings us to the knowledge of not wanting to eat, not wanting to sleep because our feelings have been shattered. And I said, God, Lord Jesus, when David requests this, he says the first 3 words, create in me.
Come on.
And what comes with that, he says, listen, God, I need a renovation. Because it's not that you made the mistake. It's that I've made the mistakes. And it's wonderful when we can come to God in prayer, not praying on nobody else, but come to ourselves and say that we are broken. David comes to him and he says, listen, create in me, something is wrong with me. There's 2 me's that I want to deal with today, the me on the outside and the me on the inside.
Come on.
And
now.
That's how come I want to talk about I broke up with me. Because the first me, I ran. But the second me, Jesus Christ runs. The first me is comfortable because he allows me to do what I want to do. When I want to do it, how I want to do it, how many times I want to do it, he allows me to do that. That me had some joyful times, but it wasn't of God. I took me and I brought myself into situations and into problems and circumstances that I brought myself into. But then the inner me comes to tell me that I am his. And listen, it is he that had made us. And not we ourselves. So the first me tells me that, okay, you run this because he gives us that opportunity. What me is that? That me is that I cause me to do whatever is not in the will of God because I enjoy doing what I have done. I know there's a lot of people that sing the song, he gave me a second chance, but God keep giving me another chance. And what a great God that is to serve when he deal with me, that no matter how far I go and come back, he's still the God that says, I'm still here. And when I go out again and I come back again, he says, hey, I'm still here. Oh, that's a favor because God really don't have to do that. He could have stopped me at my first mistake. But when I come to him and I tell him, God, I'm sorry, and end up going back again, doing the same thing and coming back to him, he's just that kind of God, just God to forgive me. And then when I ask him to forgive me, he said, forgive you for what? Because when he forgives us, he casts it into the sea of forgetfulness and remember it no more. But now we have to use prayer as not a prayer of talking at God, but talking to God. Talking to him because we go to him as if he does not know. But we need to pray because we know that he knows. And the me that goes to him have to first deny ourselves, take up our own cross and follow him. But until we realize that we are broken and we have to break up with me, then we have to realize that it's me, oh God, standing in the need of prayer. So what is prayer? Well, they say it's just a dialogue to God. Some of us take that as him being an image. But my God is not an image. My God is all. He is a perfect God. He is a holy God. He is a sovereign God. So when I pray to the God that is sovereign, and I pray to the God that is holy. I pray to God that is God above all other gods. So I don't go in prayer requesting that he does something and wishing he does it. No, I go in prayer and I demand and I tell God, listen, you're going to fix it. That means I don't have to hand him a screwdriver, a hammer, or no pliers. He don't need no help with that situation. but when he fixes it, all we have to do is just grant it that it's already done. Isn't it wonderful when we can pray to a God for something and we know it's already done? Because in times like this, we need a Savior. In times like this, we need a Savior. But the thing that we have to be sure of is that our anchor still holds. Our prayer still works. You're telling me prayer still works? Yes, it still works. Because I remember my great-grandmother prayed for me. My grandmother prayed for me. And my mother prayed for me. Does it still work? Yes, the prayers are still working because they didn't pray because I was a little boy or either I was a young adult or then I became into adulthood. Their prayer was, God, keep your hand on his life. And still they going on to live with God. But their prayers are still working. God says, okay, your great-grandmother prayed for you, your grandmother prayed for you, your mama prayed for you, your kin people prayed for you. But when are you going to pray for yourself?
Come on, man.
Because we sometimes get in the frame of mind when the me want to blame everybody else for what me been going through.
Come on.
But we come to God and we say, as David says, listen, create in me. And he says, create in you. Yes, the foundation that God has given us is still solid. It's still a solid foundation. But sometimes the wall of our flesh may shift. Wish I had some help right there. And the walls of our flesh shift is because we decide to move from God. We decide to move from God. And when we decide to move from God, we're really in trouble. So, God, if you create in me a clean heart, and I know there's been times in my life that my heart has been shattered. It has been broken. God didn't make the mistake. He didn't dirty the heart up. But I had the opportunity of going out there, living in sin, living for sin, and enjoying it while I was doing it. I wish I had some real people. God says, go ahead on. Go ahead on. Continue to do what you're doing. Because in God's own time, our change will come. So as we pray to God and ask him to create in us a clean heart, the heart represents a body of blood that flows through it.
Come on,
that
now.
Keeps on pumping blood. Clean blood comes through the heart. But sometimes us as believers of Jesus Christ sometimes get a virus. And the virus we get is because we look at something that we want, but is not of God. Or we look at things that we want to do, but it's not of God. But look who God is. Every time we do these things and come right back to him, he's the same God that we love.
Come on now.
I wish I had some help here. And he's a forgiving God for all the things that we have done. Now, when we come to him and say, God, it's me this time. I'm looking in the mirror of myself. I'm breaking up with me because me have made some decisions, and we know
me,
it wasn't
me,
of you. I'm not going to blame the enemy anymore, God. I'm tired of blaming the enemy. I'm getting ready to blame me. And now I'm getting ready to sign the divorce papers from me because, God, me has been enjoyable. But it wasn't of you, God. Me liked it, God, but it wasn't of you. So now, Lord, here I am breaking up with me. Now, the me that I want to break up with is the flesh me. But until God comes into our spirit, man, says, listen, greater is he that's in me. Greater of he that's in me is greater than the lesser of he that's out of me. I wish I had help right there. Because the lesser of me really enjoy being lesser. But the greater is he that's in me enjoy being the great. And he is the great I am. So when he comes and meet the me of the flesh and the spirit meet the me of the flesh, you have to choose one or the other. And he's a God that, listen, he don't even make up our own minds. Thank you, Jesus. He allows us to make up our own minds. You can be the me on the outside, or you could be the greater is he that's in you. That me stands out because that me right there, listen, will come to your every day, your every hour, your every minute, and your every second in being greater. Last night when I went to sleep and I said my prayers and I talked to God, I thought about this morning. I said, you know what? I never pray to God, don't let me stop breathing while I go to sleep. Oh, Lord, have mercy, Jesus. I pray for my children. I pray for our churches. I pray for our ministers, our bishops. I pray for the women and men of God. That's all over the world that's proclaiming the good news of Jesus Christ. But I never pray, don't let me stop breathing in my sleep. Why is that so important? Because we automatically think that God's going to wake us up in the morning.
That's right.
Oh, my God, Jesus. I look at the situation that when we do wake up in the morning, we never tell our eyelids to open. I wish you was there. Don't get lost with me. We never tell our legs to move. We have the right frame of mind. When old folks used to say, I was clothed in my right mind, I didn't understand that. I thought that was funny. But if I wake up in the morning and still know my name, I wish I had some help. I'm clothed in my right mind. If I know my left from my right, I'm still clothed in my right mind. And when I thought about the breathing situation, I said, Lord Jesus, all night, all day, you kept your angels watching over me. And as I slumbered and slept in my sleep, you kept me breathing without a machine. I wish I had some help. And then early this morning when he touched me with the finger of love, my eyes behold a brand new day that I never seen before. But then when I woke up, I found out I had new mercy. Oh, thank you, Jesus. I had new mercy, never been used before, that gave me a foundation of forgiveness. So I looked at creating me a clean heart, God. Listen, sometimes God have to do a bypass surgery on us because he know that we're not smart enough to do it ourselves. What is that bypass? He looked beyond my faults. Oh, God, Jesus, help me. Saw every one of my needs. That's important to me because a lot of things I forgot. And when God forgets it and remembers it no more, that's enough for us to bless him and to give him glory. I said, now you used my psalmist David, one of my favorite people in the Bible, that says that the Lord is my shepherd. You use him to say, make a joyful noise unto the Lord. You use him to say, oh, bless the Lord with me. And now he comes to a point to deal with himself, says, I'm breaking up with me. He says, God, listen, create in me a clean heart. Oh, here it is. And, that's a conjunction, renew the right spirit within me. The outer me is the flesh, but the within me is the spirit of God that has been renewed. So for those that have done things that don't think it's forgivable, he'll renew your spirit. For those of us that have not had the chance to come back to God and tell him, listen, it's me. Oh, God, you can be renewed in your spirit because what comes out of the spirit reaches the spirit. That's how come I said, God, listen, I have to pray more because in my praying ability for the churches, I looked for paper. In my praise ability in the church, I wanted to make sure it sound right, that all the parts was there, that we was all on the same key. And God said, okay, that's beautiful. You pray, you praise, he said, but you ain't paying nothing.
Oh,
my God. Oh, what is there I have to pay, God? Listen, we can't pay God for what he's done for us. But at least we ought to be able to pay on it. I wish we could pay on it. We need to pay on it because he says, listen, you're in debt because you ain't paying. I didn't understand that, cousin, because what is debt? Debt is this. Debt, D-E-B-T, is doing everything but tithing.
Oh,
Lord Jesus, let me repeat that because I don't want to put no more letters. D-E-B-T, doing everything but tithing. He said, now, you pray, but you read Malachi. You want to trust me? Why don't you try to prove yourself with me? Because those are the things in our prayer that we need to pray to God to help us to pay what we supposed to pay, because he's the author and the finisher of our faith. So it wasn't until I started tithing and getting up my offering that I received from the Lord that he would open up the windows and pour out blessings that I won't even have room to receive.
Jesus.
So now you've prayed, you've praised, and you've paid. What is left of me that I have to break up with me? Here it is. Give God the glory. Give him the honor. Give him the praise. Okay. Musicians, worshipers, and praisers must realize that we don't come to church to be seen or heard, but we come to set an atmosphere. The atmosphere of what? That this place is holy. Set this atmosphere of what? That somebody is in there, that we may set the atmosphere that they may see God and not see us. We're not there to sing the song but we are there for the song to sing us. We have to believe within our own hearts and within our own minds that, listen, until we break up with me, there's no other day, there's no other time that feels so good until we break up with me.
Mm.
And when you break up with the me of the flesh, and then you gain a relationship, there it is, and get married to the spirit.
Mm.
And when you get married, they say you become as one. I wish I had some help here. There it is. Now the relationship is when I pray. Listen, I'm not praying to somebody that don't know me. Hallelujah. I'm not praying for somebody that don't know about it. But
you
I'm praying to someone that knows all. And listen, when I go to him, I know one thing, that he can work it out. But if he don't work it out, I still know he can. Listen, if he don't do it, I still know he can. Our position on this topic, I broke up with me, is just one main factor of the whole text. That's David just asked God for the request to create in me a clean heart and renew the right spirit within me. It's saying, God, I'm really tired of being me. Now I want to be you in me. And it's not until he comes and we give him that. He's just waiting for us to open up the door. And listen, he'll walk in. He's just waiting for us to just acknowledge him. And he shall direct our path. I was fascinated with one of my drivers because I have glaucoma, and I was fascinated with one of my drivers that got some pictures in the mail. And on the pictures, he ran the red light. They didn't know his name. They didn't know anything. They took the license plate and sent it to the address that the license plate was registered in. What's so fascinating about that is that they had three pictures. The first picture is him going to the light. The second picture is him being under the red light. And the third picture is him passing the red light where they got his license plate, an automatic ticket. I am so grateful that God don't operate like that, because he's God for us before we get there. Lord have mercy. He's God for us while we're in there, and then he's still God for us after we leave there. So I said, man, now how in the world that the world can have all of this caption and social media that they can find your license plate with a camera under a red light that you probably forgot you ran and send it to your right address? Right address. And that's what God is saying to us. He knows our address. The only thing that he's waiting for us to do is say, God, here am I. If the Lord, that's what the old folks said, needs somebody, here am I, Lord, send me. So I want to share with us and tell you as I leave, because I'm late for a meeting, but as I leave this place, I want you to know to really get into the position of God, to get his favor, first of all, have a relationship with him. And when you have a relationship, don't have the relationship that some of us have, that we only call him when we need something. But you need to, I don't need him when I need something. I need him every day. I need him every hour, every minute, every second of the day. So it wasn't until I broke up with me that I regained me, because now he lives in me. For all of the things that I've done, God, I ask forgiveness. Of all the things that I'm doing, I'm telling him thank you. But for all the things he's getting ready to do in me, I'm getting ready to shout about it. Because God, he could have chose anybody else. But God, I'm glad you chose me to do what you are commanding me to do. And, Lord, whatever you're doing in this season,
come on now.
don't do it without me.
Oh, you can sing now.
I hear you, William Murphy, saying this is my season. Yeah, I hear you saying for grace and favor. Oh, but I thank you, William Murphy, for taking me back to the ground because I have a seed, hallelujah, in the ground that he's blessing. No more messing. I have a seed in the ground, and he has a purpose in my life. So I thank God for this opportunity, and cousin, you know where I'm supposed to be at, but they have to wait on me to get there. But I am grateful to just share this word. Couldn't let it pass.
Bless your name,
I thank you, Mama Ruby, and I thank you, Evangelist Bernard, and for all of those listeners, just to share this last thing, because my time of departure is at hand. I want to share this. If your God don't come when you call him, you might want to break up with me. If your God isn't working any miracles in your life,
come on now.
You might want to break up with me. If your God don't know you, hallelujah, you might want to break up with me.
Hey.
But there is one, because we're coming up on resurrection morning. There is one. There we go, St. John 3:16. For God so loved this world.
Yes, Lord.
That he gave his only
son. Glory to God.
That here it is, whosoever, that's where I live at, in that whosoever, I'm one of them, whosoever believeth in him should not perish,
he
is the shouting material, but shall have everlasting life. Our problem is we're waiting to go where he is to have everlasting life, but we ought to practice where we are right now. We ought to start blessing him right now as if we already in heaven. Us, God. Prepare us, this body. Prepare us, God, to be examples of you. Because the me example was messed up. Yeah, the me example, I thought I was a hot boy and realized I was a hot mess. The me that I broke up with, that man no longer lives. Ashes to ashes and dust to dust.
Yeah.
But I thank God for the me that resurrected one day in my life. I wish I had some help right there. Listen, I got up and saw that I could not live without Christ. I could not breathe without him. I could not move without him. And then he stands there and says, listen, here I am.
Hey, you know,
with his arms wide open, here I am. Listen, here you go. Come, all ye that are labor and that are heavy laden. He said, listen, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you. That means I got you protected already so you won't get in the barbed wire. And learn of me. And I thank God for this opportunity to all of your listeners. Listen, just a simple talk with you this afternoon, this morning, whatever time is in your zone. Just a little simple talk, because just a little talk with Jesus makes it all right. Here's the hymn. It says, listen, I once was lost in sin. Thank you, Jesus, for the blood. But Jesus,
Jesus
took me in.
Me in.
I was in darkness, but then the light from heaven filled my soul. He filled my heart with love. Hallelujah. Thank you for the love, God. And wrote my name above. I hear you, grandmother. But just a little talk with Jesus makes it all right. God bless you. God keep you. This is my prayer.
Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you.
Hallelujah.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Maurice, Minister Maurice.
Hallelujah.
We appreciate you.
You are
I
welcome.
Know you
God
have
bless
another engagement. We appreciate you coming on and sharing that awesome word.
Thank you.
I never
thank
heard
you.
It broke down like that. Kind of.
Thank you.
The
God be the glory.
Democrat. God bless you. Amen. Amen. Break up.
With
I want to break up with me. Thank you.
Yeah.
You know, it's ironic that he had this topic, I can remember, oh, glory to God, about, I think about 16 or 17 years ago, before I left Los Angeles and moved to Atlanta, Dr. Singleton preached a message, and it was titled Me. Me. And he talked about that me. Hey, glory to God.
Hallelujah.
If we can get rid of me, amen, we'll be able to see.
That's right.
If we can get rid of me. Glory. Everything that we need to do for Christ to line up. Hey, God's word.
That was
beautiful. That was beautiful. I like the analogy of that. Because me is always in the way. Me is always dictating what me wants. It's all about me. But what about Jesus?
Oh, my God.
What about your brothers and sisters in Christ?
That's right.
Hallelujah.
That's right.
The Bible says, think on the things of others.
Yes.
It ain't all about
That's right.
Oh,
but
isn't it
a blessing that God allow us to be the me's?
Oh,
my God, Jesus. It's a blessing that he even allow us to be the me's. You know, he could stop it at any time, but he still allow us to be the me's because he stands there and he waits. He waits for us to acknowledge the greater me that's in us than he that's in the world. Hallelujah.
Ah, Jesus. Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
What a word. Well, we bless you, Minister Maurice. I won't hold you. I know you have to go, so we'll open up the lines and let the people of God just give a comment. That word have touched me today. I've never heard that broken out like that. With
God
one
bless
person,
you.
Creating me a clean heart.
Creating
me. Hallelujah.
That's it. I'm going to keep you in my ear as long as I can, but if I cut off, you know that I'm in my meeting. But I thank you again, Evangelist Bernard. Mama Ruby, I love you, my darling.
Love you.
Amen.
Hey, God bless
you.
You keep stocking on the save level, my Mama Ruby. You keep just blessing him out there stocking because I got my cousin here. We're getting ready to flip. Yeah, we're getting ready to flip the Crescent City out up here, upside down. Yeah,
okay.
she got some powerful men of God. She done told me about those Blake brothers. Oh, yeah, you can't get no realer than those Pastor Blakes. You just can't get no realer than they are. She's aligning herself up. And listen, I am so grateful to have her down here in the Crescent City. But then I'm so grateful to you, Mama Ruby, that we're in California and in Covington at the same time. Just blessing God. That's a blessing. That's a blessing. Thank you so much. I'm going to keep you guys in my ear, but I'm going to go to mute. And if I hang up, I just want you to know that I love you and God bless you.
Amen. God bless you, man of God. I'm going to turn it over to Sister Ruby saying that was a beautiful, timely message. Short, sweet, anointed, and powerful. And it's something to think about. You know, every message is not for us to shout. Yeah. But some messages come for us to examine the me in us. It's for the examine me. Amen. Not Sister Ruby, not Mother Charity, but it's the Bible say, let a man examine himself. Hallelujah. God bless you. That was a timely word, short but sweet. Okay,
amen.
Sister Ruby, you can take it away.
Praise
Hallelujah.
The Lord. We're going to Mother Charity. Mother Chair, praise the Lord. God bless you all this morning. Amen. Hallelujah. Yeah, the man of God, he did bring forth the word of God. Amen.
Hallelujah, Lord. And I got out of it, you know, about examining yourself to see whether you be in the faith or not. Hallelujah. Amen. And we line up with God's word. That's how we find that out. Sometimes we maybe look like we run short, but the Lord is so merciful. Praise the Lord, he gives you that time to get it right.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Because he knows the flesh is weak, but the spirit is willing. God will give you that time, amen, to get it right. He'll work on you. Your mind and everything, you know, won't be satisfied when something ain't just right. And he'll work on you to get till you get it right. Because God want to save us. Hallelujah. Amen. And it's good. That's that self-examination. Yeah, right, that he was talking about. And then after that, we can just appreciate the Lord the more that God don't just cut us off, but he gives us an opportunity in order to get ourselves right. I thank the Lord. I thank the Lord. He's so merciful. Praise the Lord. Yes, he is. Because he's not willing that any should perish.
Come on,
but we all should come to the knowledge of the truth and be saved. God don't want to just throw us in the hell. Praise the Lord. He said, he told us hell has enlarged itself, you know, because of sin. That's when you don't do what God tell you to do and you go to hell, you can't say God sent you there.
You sent yourself there.
I'm telling you the truth, so it's something to think about, and it's something to be grateful for the merciful God that we serve today. Hallelujah, because God cares about us. Hallelujah, and he loves us, and he wants us to do what's right. Praise God. Holiness is just doing what's right.
Amen.
That's what it is. Hallelujah. So I'm telling you, I just enjoyed him as he was bringing it forth. Praise God. Amen. Because that gives us another opportunity, praise the Lord, to appreciate our great Savior. So you all pray for us in Jesus' mighty name. Good to hear from you all again. God bless you. And you all pray for us now.
Amen. Pray for us too. Well,
all right, Mother.
Okay, we're going to Brother Marty. This is his producer. Brother Marty. Okay.
He never want to talk, Sister Ruby, so don't even open his lines.
Okay, we're going
to get there. When the Lord saves him, he's going to get there.
Okay. Prophetess Darlene Davis.
Bless the Lord, everybody. Good afternoon. Yeah. God bless. God bless. Hallelujah. We thank God for what God is doing. I thank God for the word. Psalm 51 and Psalm 34 is my favorite scriptures, but I have never heard it like that. I thank God, and I said, God, get rid of the me and me even the more. Let that me die, that God can live. And when I thought about what he was saying, I thought about we must walk in the spirit and not in the flesh. And so I just said, get rid of the me. I thank God for the anointed word that was preached on today. And it don't take God all day. Hallelujah.
Come
when he
now.
Has the word. He came through, boy. He whipped through so quickly, so smoothly. Yes. And I said, woo, but he killed and destroyed some things. Hallelujah.
Yes.
I thank God for he moved. Hallelujah. God used him to deliver and to encourage and to set free on today. And it didn't take all day. So I just thank God for this broadcast. I thank God for Pastor Bernard. I thank God for Sister Ruby. I thank God for Mother Charity. She comes on with a powerful word. She's such encouragement. I just thank God for each and every person. Thank God, because prayer does change the thing. Prayer does make a difference. Prayer does work. So God bless. It is a good topic. And I do thank God for each and every one of you. Love you. Continue to be encouraged. God bless.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Thank Jesus. We see Minister Democrat back, but we're going to Sister T.
All right. He's back.
Lord. Praise the Lord.
Bless you, Sister T.
God bless you. I am so glad I got on the line today. I love you guys so much. As he was speaking, I just found myself writing stuff down. I heard him say, yes, he's doing everything but tithing. I said, Lord Jesus, we have to be tithing. I thank God. And I also heard him say, we need to break up with ourselves. I said, Lord,
hallelujah.
I mean, broke up with all kind of other stuff. Lord, break me up now. So I just also say we need to get married to the spirit. I said, Lord, I want to marry your spirit. As he was speaking, I was just declaring some things over my life, and I just praise God for that beautiful message. I've got a whole page of notes from it. I just thank God for this broadcast. It's strengthening me. It's strengthening me on my walk. And it seems like every time I get ready to get on the line, God will place somebody right in my path. And it was a young lady who needed prayer right then and there as soon as 1 o'clock hit. So I just thank God that he has me out here and stopped me doing what I used to do before. Ministering right here on the street with Stockton. So I just praise and honor God for this broadcast, and I love you guys all. God bless.
God bless you, Sister T. God bless. Okay, we're going to Minister Democrat. Hey, Minister Democrat.
Amen, amen, amen. Prayer still works. Thank you. Amen, amen, amen. I was enjoying that word. Amen. Talking about breaking up with yourself. Amen. Reminding us that don't be the devil all the time. Sometimes we got to get out of our own way. Amen. And break up with ourselves. Amen to God. Amen. That's why I enjoy this fasting thing. Amen. That the church was doing and whatnot. Amen to God. That, amen, we keep this body under subjection because we got Easter coming up. Amen to God. And you know, a lot of people take communion on that. And when you take communion, they say, let a man examine himself. Amen. Many of us are dead, amen, because we take that communion unworthy, the Bible says. So, amen, this was just God reminding us, examine yourself, amen, and you might find it's not just the devil, but you are the one in your own way, amen. So I appreciate that message today. Break up with yourself, amen. That's all right, Holy Ghost. That's what break up I like, amen. Hey. Hallelujah. Amen, amen. Hallelujah. All right,
hallelujah.
God bless. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
That was a good good analogy. He reminded me of you, Minister Democrat. You come up with these analogies that we just don't think of. And when I heard him say that, I thought about you. I said, that sounds like Minister Democrat. He comes up with these great
because
stories.
Of the anointing. Hallelujah. You're getting destroyed. Hallelujah.
Jesus.
Amen,
amen.
Amen.
I tell you, God knows who we have need of. Amen.
Thank
back to you, Sister Ruby.
Okay, Minister Democrat, we thought about you when he was bringing it. Let me see. I think I see Minister Aaron on. Let's go to him.
All
Minister
right,
Aaron.
All right.
Minister Aaron Singleton.
Glory to God.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Yeah, praise the Lord. We hear you.
Praise the Lord.
God bless you.
How y'all doing? I just jumped on just now, and something just told me to get on the radio broadcast. I didn't know. I thought somebody was teaching, and I must have caught it at the wrong. I must have caught it at the last. And I didn't catch it at all.
He done.
Yeah, that's what I didn't know.
The rapture gonna come. It's gonna come when you think not. Hallelujah. The word has been preached.
Thank God, you know, just to getting on here, you know. And, you know, I wanted to try to catch in, but I had so much stuff I had to do today. So a beautiful day down here. The Lord blessed this weather down here.
Good.
It's a day that the Lord has made. I'm going to rejoice and be glad in it. And,
all right.
I just jumped on here. Just happy, you know, happy to hear your voice. I'm aging. I got a new phone now, and I got your message and all that. So the Lord is real good. So I'm just happy. I thank God for everything, you know. What's probably been teached and taught today. He probably taught a powerful message just to today. And I know I understand people that got the word and grabbed it. Hold on to the word and grab it and take it because you don't never know what's happening this year. God is opening doors and people that have been closing their face. And just not just to giving you the wealth for you to keep for yourself, but giving you the blessings to help other people because people are struggling nowadays. And a lot of times we got to get ourselves right where God wants us to be. In these last and evil days, the calling on our lives. We got it's the time he's bringing it out, the ones that's true soldiers in the army of the Lord. So, you know, if you're a true soldier in the army of the Lord, this is your season that God wants you to come out and encourage another person that's going through. And that's it. So I just thank God I got on here. And that's it. And I thank God for being fellowshipping with y'all for a minute. Love y'all.
Oh, thank you, Aaron.
Hello?
Minister Aaron.
Oh, okay. All right.
Blessing.
Amen. God bless you, Aaron.
God bless you.
Thank you, Jesus.
Okay. I think I got everybody.
All right, we had a little light audience today. Amen. But guess what? I got to say, well, there's two or three touching and agreeing on any one thing. He'll be in the midst. Amen. Is anybody online need any prayer? I'm going to let Sister Ruby have her remarks, and then we're going to open up. Anybody need any special prayer? We're talking about prayer still works. So if we're going to talk about prayer still works, then we got to pray. Amen.
Yeah, amen. Oh, yes. Okay. Okay, God bless. The word was a blessing. I never heard it like that. Outside, inside. Break up with yourself. Woo!
Ah, Jesus.
Every time we come on, we say, stay on, because God has a rhema word just for you, and that word was for me, too, today. So I just thank you. God bless Minister Maurice for coming on. And you know, when the Lord got a job for you to do, he'll work it all out. You think it's all worried up after you got two or three appointments in that same day and seem like they conflicted with the same time. But the Lord works it all out. So I was just blessed to have the word of the Lord coming from heaven above down on this earth, precious people, to get right. Father said, it ain't nothing but living right. Holiness is living right before the Lord. So God bless. We can finish up and open the line. And if anybody want prayer, you want to open all the lines, Evangelist?
Yeah, anybody need any special prayer? I'm asking for prayer for myself. I tell you, I don't know if this is drive or what, but my back been bothering me a little bit. It's been stiffening up on me. Amen. And y'all know how I came across that highway. So, hey, I just didn't expect everything to just be smooth, so I'm having a little problem with my back stiffening up on me a little bit, but I believe that God, I know that God is a healer, amen, and I'm going to keep on moving, and it will not stop me, amen, so pray for that, and then pray also for my mother. My mother's shoulder has been bothering us, so I'm asking the saints to remember my mother in your prayers, amen.
Yeah, I need y'all to say a special prayer for me, too. Yeah, I want the Lord to open the wings of heaven and pour out a powerful blessing on me that I can do the work for the Lord. Not, I'm just saying, I'm just led for y'all to pray. I know y'all some praying warriors on this line, and pray for my dad and wife. Yeah.
Right.
I want y'all to pray a powerful one that it can
Amen.
Come down here and just drop a blessing like never before. You know,
all right, now is your dad still out of town?
They out of town, yeah. They'll be back off next week.
Still out of town? Okay.
Yeah, he's down in Jackson, Mississippi.
Okay. All right, well, we're going to pray for Bishop Alfred Singleton and Lady T. Anybody else?
Yep.
My brother, Sister T, my brother, Willie Larson Jr. I just found out last night that he's in the hospital, and I just actually got to pray for his brother.
Okay, Sister T's brother. What's your brother name, Sister T?
His name is Willie.
Willie?
Yes.
All right. Anybody else?
Amen. Just for discernment, amen, to God, that God continue to activate that discernment within me when I'm making decisions and stuff like that. Amen. That God would just, like, help me use the gifts that he's given me that, you know, I can begin to activate them, amen, when needed. So, amen, that's my prayer, amen. Hallelujah.
All right. Anybody else?
It's me, oh, Lord, standing in the need of prayer. I need prayer for strength and guidance to be directed. And it's an unspoken prayer request I have, and I need that to be solved.
Amen. Well, we're gonna ask Mother Charity to pray for Bishop Singleton and his wife, and also pray for Minister Democrat and Prophetess Darlene. Then we're gonna switch it and have Minister Democrat and Prophetess Darlene to pray for the other prayer requests. So, Mother Charity, will you pray for Bishop Singleton and his wife and Aaron? No, pray for Bishop Singleton and his wife, and pray for Minister Democrat for discernment and for Prophetess Darlene for guidance and strength. And then we're going to switch it up and go to them for the other prayer. Amen.
Yeah, gracious Father, Lord, in Jesus' precious name. Lord, we are so grateful unto thee that we can come before the throne of grace today. And our petitions up before thee, my God. God, we know that you're able, oh God, today.
Hallelujah.
You know, my Savior, what each and every one needs, oh God, today.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
In the mighty name of Jesus, my Savior. Hallelujah. We ask, Lord, that you will stretch out your powerful mighty hand, oh God, upon these souls, my Savior, hallelujah, and that you will supply every need, my God, today, hallelujah, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God, hallelujah. Oh, strengthen your people, oh God, right now. In the mighty name of Jesus, my God, bless them, Lord, the desires of their heart today, hallelujah. Lord, you know what it is, my God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, and you able, oh God, today to undertake my faith.
Yes, God.
In
yes,
the
God.
Name of Jesus, oh God, give us a mind, Lord, hallelujah, to ever praise you, my God, and look unto thee today. From whence cometh all our help and our strength.
Yes,
Lord, we can do nothing without thee, hallelujah. But we're able to do all things through Christ Jesus that strengtheneth us today. In the mighty name of Jesus, Lord, you work it out, my God. Hallelujah, in the name of Jesus. You know what they need, my God. You know what they have the need of. Hallelujah, in the name of Jesus. My God, we need your help right now, Lord. In the name of Jesus, hallelujah, you are right now, God. Hallelujah. Praise our great and mighty King. Lord, we ask it all in your precious name today that you will bless, my God. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen and amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, God, hallelujah. We come before you today, God. Hallelujah. We thank you for another opportunity. We thanking you, Lord God, for our lips to praise you. We thanking you for a sound mind today, God. We thanking you for all the activities of
our
oh, God, you heard the prayer request, God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Solomon asked. Hallelujah. You told Solomon. Hallelujah. The Solomon, what would you have me to do for you?
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
And Solomon asked for wisdom, for he wanted to know how to go in and how to come out before your people.
Jesus,
hallelujah, hallelujah. The minister Democrat, God, he asked him for discernment, God.
Hallelujah.
Don't let him be anxious. Hallelujah. Don't let him be so quick, hallelujah, to make a decision. Oh,
yes,
God.
Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah, Lord.
You, God, for you said to take me,
Jesus, hallelujah, Lord.
Thank God, hallelujah, petition God for everything that you have on the table, everything that's in your heart, everything
hallelujah.
That you desire to do for the kingdom of God, and even for your secular business. Hallelujah, he said to seek him. The Bible said we have not because we ask not. Hallelujah, so he's asking for discernment.
Yes.
Hallelujah, Lord, you will never let us go into anything blindfolded. Hallelujah.
That's right, that's right. Hallelujah, hallelujah, Lord. Hallelujah.
And before the enemy even come upon us, God, help us, Lord, to smell him.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
The enemy has a scent. Glory to God.
That's right.
And the scent is nothing like a God. Amen. God, we bless you today.
Oh, yes, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Oh, God, we praise you, Lord. Hallelujah.
We know you'll never
thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, God, move, Lord, upon your throne, my Savior. Hallelujah.
Oh, God, cover him as he travels.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
In the name of Jesus, Lord. Oh, glory to Jesus. Hallelujah.
Oh, God, let him be over the dire, what kind of spirit? You told us the China spirits is seeing there be a fire.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Out of you, God, remove it out of his life, God. Remember his daughter, God. You know what I'm going to show you? Oh, God,
yes,
our children are heavy on our hearts. And sometimes, hallelujah, some of the things that we're experiencing and going through with them,
thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Start our vision. Oh, God, to give him clear vision, God.
Jesus, Jesus.
Yes, Lord. To be able to
Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
And to be able to know.
Oh, God, every special request today. Hallelujah. To come up on the throne of God. Lord, you bless my Savior. Oh, you bless, Lord. Hallelujah. Father, you know what we have need of, Lord. In the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, yes, Lord.
We bless you for it today, God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. We give you glory for it. In the
name of
Jesus.
Yes, my Savior. Hallelujah.
Father,
hallelujah.
We're going to ask Minister Democrat, hallelujah, to pray for Aaron. And to pray for Prophetess Darlene, and I'm gonna ask Prophetess Darlene to pray for Sister T's brother and for my mother. You know what I'm
thank you.
And another special request I have for you all to pray for Sister Patrice. We haven't seen her online, and she's been in my spirit. And also pray for Sister Monica here in La Platte. She was doing some work. For my sister, and the enemy got mad, and she got a situation going on, so I'm going to pray for, I asked Sister Prophetess Darlene to pray for that. But Minister Democrat, go ahead on and pray for those that I
have. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. We thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, God.
Yes, Lord.
Amen, God. Hallelujah. Amen. Directly to the principalities, oh God. Assign the buffer this line, God. We speak to them and we cancel the assignment in the name of Jesus Christ. In the name of Jesus, even now. Hallelujah. Speak, oh God. Hallelujah. To those principalities, amen, of God. They've been assigned to buffet the man of God. Amen, of God. But God, even now, God, not by power, nor by might, God, but by your spirit, God. Oh, God, we pray, amen, of God, amen, you command the blessing, amen, of God, on the man of God, in the name of Jesus, God. Bless Minister Aaron in the name of Jesus, oh God. Bless his ministry, oh God. Bless those assigned to him in the name of Jesus, oh God. Hallelujah, those royal angels, oh God. Hallelujah, send them, oh God, in his neighborhood, oh God. Send them, oh God, in his ministry, oh God. Send them, oh God, that he will have divine health, oh God. Hallelujah, cover his body now in the name of Jesus, oh God. Oh God, cover his ministry, oh God. Hallelujah, oh God, that he can do your work, oh God. Oh, we speak it in his life even now, God. As a release, oh God, be in the room around them, oh God. Hallelujah, the angels, oh God, begin to fight even now, God. Hallelujah, in the name of Jesus, oh God. Oh God, that there is liberty, oh God, now because of your anointing in him, God. Books are being destroyed all around him, even now, God. We speak that in his life in the name of Jesus Christ, God. Oh God, the woman of God. Hallelujah, God. Oh, the Providence Darlene, oh God. Hallelujah, God. Oh God, hallelujah, your prayer warrior, oh God. Your intercessor, God. In the name of Jesus, oh God. We ask that you begin to cover, God. Hallelujah. Realize, oh God, that the devil is mad, oh God. Hallelujah, oh God, that she is standing, oh God. Oh God, in the gap, oh God. That she is staying on the wall in spite of God. Oh God, that in the name of Jesus, oh God, from this prayer, God, in the name of Jesus, that activate, oh God, those gifts, oh God. Oh God, that the devil can just be, amen, of God, a watcher, God. That the devil cannot touch her ministry, God. That the devil cannot touch her body physically, God. That the devil cannot touch her mind, oh God. In the name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. We speak it right now in Jesus' name. We plead the blood in the name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. We stand in agreement in the name of Jesus that those souls that she's holding up, even now, God, that you begin to bless them, oh God, because of her faithfulness, God. That you begin to bless those souls, God. Oh, God. Oh God, and as they bless God, that she will be blessed, oh God, as she poured out into the people, God. Oh God, that it will be blessed, oh God, and poured back into her, God. We speak this prayer right now, oh God. Hallelujah, that there will be no backlash, that there will be no retaliation, oh God. Oh God, but you will cover her prayer line in Jesus'
yes,
name.
My Savior.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
In the name of Jesus.
Hallelujah. Somebody said amen. Hallelujah. I receive it.
Amen. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We praise you, God. Hallelujah. We thank you, God, for another day, God. We thank you for who you are, God. We thank you right now for this time of prayer, God. We thank you for your anointing, God. Hallelujah. 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 We lift you up, God. Hallelujah. We thank you that we're moving out the knee in us, God. That we're letting your spirit rise, God. Hallelujah. We thank you for another time of prayer, God. God, we lift you up right now. We exalt you right now. You are worthy to be praised, God. You are King of kings and Lord of lords. And we bless your holy name, God. We come saying thank you. Heavenly Father,
praise you, my
thank you for keeping us. Thank you for blessing us. Thank you for strengthening us. Thank you for making ways out of no way,
Thank you
for these prayer warriors. Thank you for these intercessors. Thank you that their mind is stayed on you, God. Oh, God, we bless your holy name.
Oh, God,
I ask that you forgive me for every sin, God.
Oh,
I'm lifting up, God, Pastor Bernard's mother, Barbara. Oh, God, we ask that you touch Barbara, God, right now from the crown of her head to the bottom of her feet, God. We ask that you heal her, God, in the name of Jesus. We know you to be a healer, God. We know you to be a mind reader. We know you to be a strengthener. We know you to be a keeper.
Every need, Lord. Every need, my God.
Keep our mind stayed on you, God. In the name of Jesus.
God, you're able.
Lord, we thank you for the salvation. We thank you for the deliverance in our life, God. We proclaim right now that she will speak the gospel, that she will be saved, that she will be delivered in the name of Jesus. Right now, spiritually, God, in the name of Jesus.
Lord, stretch out your hand upon her right now.
In the mighty name of Jesus.
We ask in your name, God.
We ask that you bring her back on the line, God. In the name of Jesus. Let no weapon formed against her prosper, God. In the mighty name of Jesus. We proclaim that she will do what you have called her to do, God. In the name of Jesus. We ask that you catch Sister Monica right now. Oh, God, we ask you where is she at? Let her feel your presence. Let her feel your power. Holy Ghost, arrest her right now. Speak to her heart. Speak to her mind. Speak to her spirit, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. We thank you. We bless your holy name. We thank you for your power in the mighty name of Jesus. And we give you the praise. We give you the glory because it's already done in you. We thank you, God, because we're standing on your word. Knowing that you're going to move in the name of Jesus. We thank you, God. We need more of you. And let's
give God
move in the name of Jesus. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Hallelujah.
That's right.
Glory.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah, we lift up every listener that come on this line, God. You know who they are, name by name and one by one. God,
yes,
we take Mother Cannon before you today. Touch God, in the name of Jesus.
Yes, Lord Jesus, bless her, Father.
Whatever's going on with her, God, we asking you to touch her, God.
Touch her, Lord. Hallelujah.
Thank you, God.
In the mighty name of Jesus.
Ruby, God, in the name of Jesus.
Oh, bless her, Lord, today. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, Lord. Glory to God.
In the name of Jesus.
Encourage your heart today, Lord. Hallelujah.
Oh, glory to God.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. We bless you.
We need your help, Lord. Hallelujah. We need your help, my Savior.
Oh, even that glaucoma, God. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Bless the Lord. Bless the Lord. Yes, Lord.
And remember his wife, Jashina. Remember their children, Janiah and Jada, God. In the name of Jesus.
Jesus, Jesus, Jesus.
Jesus.
Yes. Oh, glory, glory, glory.
Remember, past the miracle, God.
Jesus.
Bless your people, God.
Thank you, God.
Pastor Beatrice Martin, God, all of the people, God.
Jesus, my Savior. Hallelujah. Oh, we thank you, Lord. We thank you today. Hallelujah.
Lord,
yes, 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 Lord Jesus. Lord, hear our cries, my God, today. Hear our cries, my Savior. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, my God.
My Lord, my Lord, my Lord, my Lord. Have your way, God. Have your way even now, Lord. Jesus, Jesus,
Jesus. Oh,
that's right, Holy Ghost. Have your way, God. Hallelujah, Lord. Have your way, God. Yes, God. Right now, God. Right now, God.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Right now, God.
Oh, send your healing, my God. In the name of Jesus.
Hallelujah. Even now, God. Right now,
revive us again, my Savior.
Hallelujah.
Revive us again, my Savior.
Glory,
in the name of Jesus, Lord.
Yes, God.
Continue to strengthen her. Continue to encourage her heart, God.
Yes, God.
Oh, remember Prophetess Harrison, God.
Hallelujah.
Cover
your
prophet,
God. Cover your prophet, God.
Thank you, Jesus.
Yes, God.
Oh, God, we need your help. We need your help, Lord.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
In the mighty name of Jesus.
Do it, God.
Lord, we can do nothing without thee, Lord.
Yes,
we can do nothing without thee, my Savior.
That's right. That's right. That's right.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
R.C. Blakes and Samuel.
Oh, glory to Jesus.
In the name of
our strength is in thee, my Savior.
In your name, God.
Hallelujah.
Oh, glory.
Yes, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Oh, glory to thy great God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Remember,
Lord, in Jesus' name, hallelujah.
Touch our body, God. Touch our body.
Nobody but you, God.
Yes, yes, Lord.
Sister Cammy and Sister Albertine.
Yes, Lord.
God.
Bless them, Lord. Bless these women. Bless these women, Lord. In the mighty name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
Yes, God.
Deal with it, Lord. Deal with it, Lord. Deal with this heart, God.
Yes.
In the name of Jesus.
Yes, Lord.
Oh,
yes, Lord.
God.
I remember
we know
Sister
you're
Barbara,
God.
God. Both of the Barbaras, God. Remember them, God. Mother
yes.
Charity, sister. And the other sister, Barbara. Remember, Sister. Hallelujah. Sister, I can't even call her name. It's on the tip of my tongue. Hallelujah.
Yes, God.
What's the lady from Trinidad, Sister Ruby? Hallelujah.
The Carter.
Sister Carter, remember Sister Carter in the name of Jesus.
She comes on our line.
Hallelujah, God.
Yes, God, remember Mother Charity, daughter Deborah, God. Hallelujah.
Yes,
we
God.
Thank you, Lord, for her today.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Thank you for all of the
blessings be upon her, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Oh, yes, my
thank
God.
You, my sister Dawn, God.
Yes,
God.
Lord Jesus. Touch her body. Touch your mind, Lord, in the name of Jesus, Father. Oh, we thank you, Father. Hallelujah. Glory to Jesus.
Help us to break up with me.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Lord.
To take this word and hide it in our heart.
Yes, God.
That we may not sin against you, God. Oh, God, help us to humble ourselves, God.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. In the mighty name of Jesus, oh, God, today.
This is a season for grace.
Yes, God.
This is a season.
Yes, 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 Lord.
Hallelujah, Lord.
Oh, glory, glory, glory. God, Jesus.
This is a season for separation.
Hallelujah, hallelujah.
Yes, God.
I don't know who this word is for. But I just heard the Lord say, this is the season for separation. God is going to separate some people. He's going to separate some things. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
From some people and some things.
Oh, Jesus.
It's not conducive for the saints. The Bible tells us to walk circumspectly. Amen. You got to watch this season. Your association. Hallelujah.
Yes,
you got to watch these folks that's smiling in your face. Oh, I heard the psalmist say, smile. One of the songwriters say, smiling faces tell lies. There you are, Messiah. But you better know this season.
Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah.
God. You don't have to do anything. God going to do it. And God going to show you, as Minister Democrat said, discernment. God is going to allow you to discern some things.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
God wants us to live righteously.
Yeah, that's right. Hallelujah.
We can't straddle the fence no more. We're going to have to let go of some things before we can go to the next level, people of God.
Come on, Holy Ghost.
We can't get to that next level until we get rid of some things.
That's right.
We got to get rid of some things.
Yes, Lord.
To miss the mark. The Bible says the little foxes.
That's right.
It's so little. Oh, I didn't know. Oh, really? I didn't think so. Those little things is what's separating us from God.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. Paul said, I'll let nothing separate me.
Nothing.
That's the book. Hallelujah, Lord.
Mature. God is looking for some mature, seasoned saints.
Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, my Savior. Hallelujah.
Break up with me. And that's what I got to break up with some things. As I looked at it, I had a pillowcase where I had to take some of my shoes out of the boxes. And I always hear my grandmother say, you can't wear but one pair at a time. I don't need to get this pair of shoes. But I need 50 souls to denounce the hidden
Thank you, Jesus.
And to
Hallelujah.
Jesus as their Lord and Savior.
Hallelujah.
The Lord asked me today, if I gave you an opportunity for 50 souls or 50 pair of shoes, which one will you choose?
Praise God.
Strong enough to walk away from the shoes and say, Lord, give me the souls.
Yes, Lord.
Because God is interested in souls.
That's where he's interested. That's right.
Uh-huh. All these things are going to pass away.
That's right.
If you got a Volkswagen, be thankful to God. Thank him for giving you a vehicle that can get you from point A to point B. Quit trying to covet somebody else's thing.
Thank you, Jesus. That's right.
We got to keep our eyes on the prize, Mother Charity.
Oh, yes, you do.
We can't get caught up in these things, and that's what's drawing us away.
That's right.
That's what's drawing us away. That's why we won't pray.
That's right.
Because we're looking for somebody to prophesy a car, a house, some new furniture, new clothes. God ain't interested in that.
That's right.
Seek me first. Oh, Lord, I don't know why you brought me here. Seek ye first.
Uh-huh.
The kingdom of God.
That's where he wants us to do.
Righteousness.
Yeah.
God will give you the thing.
First.
He said the earth is the Lord. He said a cattle on a thousand hills belong to me. God will give you the thing. If you seek him with your whole heart.
Yeah.
Thank you, Lord.
If you seek him for the things that he is requiring of you, the things that's going to please God. You know what pleases God?
Well,
we
yes.
can love and honor and respect one another. And
yeah, and all
envious.
Of these things will be added unto you.
Not be envious of one another. That's what pleases God.
Uh-huh.
There ain't no sense in being envious of me if I get a designer bag. I ain't had one in Skulls and Blows. So why would you be envious of me for that?
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Help one another to godly jealousy.
My Lord, my Lord.
Be provoked to go out and win a soul. Be provoked to go and tell somebody that Jesus feels saved.
That's it. That's
uh-huh.
it.
To get out into
Amen.
The highways and the hedges like Minister Aaron mm-hmm. is doing and telling somebody mm-hmm. about Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
I'm sick of things. I really am. I wish I could just be in a box court and have the little staples that I need. I will show the Lord that I'm satisfied.
My Lord, my
Hallelujah.
Lord.
Lord of God.
Yes. Thank
it's time
you,
out for these people of God. Think on the things of others more highly than you do yourself.
Thank
I
you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Prayers of the saints, I wouldn't have made it across four highways. If it wasn't for the prayers of the saints, hallelujah,
thank you, Lord.
I wouldn't have even been able to fill up and put gas in my car.
Ah,
God
my Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
But
hallelujah,
guess what? If God didn't bless the saints to think about me, oh, you know,
hallelujah.
I wouldn't
hallelujah,
have been able to make it.
Thank you, Lord.
I want to show God that I appreciate what he's done.
Right, right. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Go out and prostitute my body.
Jesus, Jesus.
Oh, Lord, my Savior. Hallelujah.
I'm thankful.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Lord, we're grateful. We're
hallelujah.
Lord Jesus.
In the neighborhood.
And oh, yes.
Running around, Minister Democrat. And they're
yes,
alcoholics God. And their own drugs. And the children have to fend for themselves.
Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Oh, Jesus, Jesus.
And I'm abusing it. I'm spending it all on me. And there's a child that's hungry.
Yes,
oh, God.
Drugs don't care anything about it. And they're in the house with no food. Oh,
have mercy,
Lord.
Have mercy, Lord.
What are we doing that God
help
is
us, Lord.
Are
Jesus.
We doing anything to please
yes,
God?
Yes, yes, yes.
Are we just in it for ourselves? We
oh, God, help us, help us, help us.
The Bible says after you have been strengthened, you have you owe it to your brother and your sister.
Oh,
yes, God.
Stop putting your nose.
Oh, my Lord. Oh, my Lord.
That message, it was short, but it was something for you to think about.
Yes.
Break up with yourself. Break up with yourself, hallelujah. Let God use you. I want God to get some glory this season.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Because I'm able to go to the hair salon. I don't want him to get no glory because I'm driving a car. I don't want him to get glory because I'm able to go to Red Lobster. I want him to get glory because I'm telling somebody about Jesus.
That's it.
Yes.
That's it.
I'm telling that if he could save a wretch like me.
That's right. That's right, Lord.
Hallelujah. He can pull me out of the jaws of life. Oh, yeah.
Hallelujah.
Oh,
hallelujah.
Glory, glory to Jesus. Hallelujah.
Yeah, I have some jobs of life experiences. You don't
Jesus,
have
Jesus.
For the
thank
jobs
you.
Of life.
Jesus, my Savior.
If you ever had an addiction and you didn't see your way out of it, that was a jaws of life experience for you. Well,
that's
you
right. That's
Savior.
Right.
He came and pulled us out of the horrible pit.
Horrible pit, horrible pit.
God gave us new life. He gave us a new name.
Yes, Lord.
I'm going to How are we going to let God know how much we appreciate it?
Jesus, Jesus, Jesus.
Oh, glory to God.
Oh,
Jesus.
Lord,
Lord, help us to be grateful, Lord. Help us to be grateful, Lord.
Some things in the spirit.
Yes, God.
Saints of God, come out of your glass houses. Go back to the old landmark. The foundation has already been laid.
That's right.
The wheel don't need to be reinvented. Just go back to the old landmark.
That's all right.
Foundation. God,
yes.
Lord, I love you today, God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah,
bless
Lord.
Your name, God.
Oh, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, Lord. Strengthen her, Lord. Hallelujah, Lord. Hallelujah.
We thank you, Lord. We thank you, God.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. Anybody?
Lord, you're so good to us. Hallelujah. Praise you, oh God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Mother,
yes, Lord.
Jared is 83 years old. She come on the prayer line 6 days a week.
Bless your name, Lord.
She's not able to get to the physical building, but she's showing the Lord how much she loves it.
Yes, God.
Thank you, my Savior. Hallelujah. Thank you, my Savior. Thank you, my Savior.
If he can sustain me for 83 years, surely he can do the same thing for you.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Hallelujah.
Amen. He's a keeper. Hallelujah.
If God put anything on your heart, speak it. Do not get off this phone if God is saying something to you today. Speak it. So you don't know, you might be saving a life today.
That's right.
You may be saving a life today. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you,
Lord.
Hallelujah.
That was a timely word. Break up with me. Break up with me.
Yes, God.
Prophetess Darlene, sometimes she hold back. Hallelujah, don't hold back.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, my Savior. Hallelujah. We need you, God. Yes, Lord.
We need you, God.
Oh, God. Thank you, Jesus.
Sister Rudy.
Oh, my God.
It's quiet sometime. Hallelujah. Sometime.
Yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
I'll say some things that she won't say, she hold back, too.
Yes.
But, honey, this is the time to let go and let God.
Oh, yes, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Lord, I bless you today.
If we ever needed the Lord, we sure do need him now. Right now.
Oh, yes, Lord, Mother.
Oh, yes.
Jesus.
My God.
Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Oh, we bless you, God. We bless you, Lord. Hallelujah. Well, I won't hold you all. Hallelujah. I tell you, the Holy Ghost has moved on this line. Hey, you know, I'm on fire.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
The Lord has spoken today. He has spoken.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes.
Amen.
We better take heed.
Amen. Amen.
God is a busy God. His ear is attentive to everyone that prays. Hallelujah. He's a busy God. God is a busy God. Because he has the whole world that he has to take care of. He even watches for the sinner man.
He's got
rain on the just.
That's right. That's
right. God is a gracious and just God.
He's a just God. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Yes,
he
is.
We'll always do what is right.
Even if we don't do
what is right. The righteous judge will always do what's right.
Praise God.
I wouldn't trade him for the world. Oh, you can give me $1 million a day. Give me Jesus. That's all.
Give me Jesus.
Amen.
Thank you,
Lord. Give me Jesus. Amen.
Right. That's right, Holy Ghost.
If I got Jesus, he'll allow me to become a million.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Ooh, God is the one that blessed it. He is the source. Woo, Lord, I bless you. What a mighty God we serve.
What a mighty God we serve.
Anybody can see? What a mighty God we serve.
Oh, yes.
Liberal Democrat always singing, he must be tired today. Ay, yo, no, no, what a mighty God we serve.
We serve. What a mighty God we serve.
Hallelujah.
Angels bow
before him. Heaven and earth adore him. What a mighty God we serve.
Thank you, Mother.
Oh, what a mighty God we serve. Yes, what a mighty God we serve. Oh, the angels bow before him. Heaven and earth adore him. What a mighty God we serve.
Then
hallelujah.
Jesus is the God
we
serve.
All
right. Jesus is the God we serve. All angels bow before
him.
Heaven and earth adore
him.
What a mighty God we serve.
Oh, yeah. What a mighty God. What a mighty God. Lord Jesus.
We serve.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Oh, yes.
Hallelujah.
Oh, yes.
What
mighty
a mighty
heaven.
God we serve.
All right.
The angels bow before
him.
Earth adore him. What a mighty,
mighty
God.
Mighty God we serve.
Oh, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. All right,
thank
now.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Church up in here, Holy Ghost.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. We want to have some church.
Hallelujah.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. Oh, glory to Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Glory to God.
Yes,
have
God.
Have your way. Have your way. Hallelujah.
Woo, thank glory. You, Jesus. Hallelujah. Because of who he is.
Yes,
God.
Yes, 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 Lord.
Hallelujah. So
yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
It's all out on the ocean.
Thank you, Jesus.
All right.
Move in. It's always. If your soul is not anchored in Jesus,
my
it
Lord.
Will surely drift away.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Them the kind of songs I came up. Yeah,
me too, me too, me too.
Amen.
What can wash away my sins?
Nothing but the blood of Jesus.
All right.
What can make me whole again?
Nothing but the blood of Jesus.
Lord, y'all better stop, y'all.
Thank
you. Oh, God is great. Yeah,
glory, glory, glory.
Oh, Jesus, Jesus.
Somebody said, don't wait,
thank you,
don't
my
wait
Savior.
For tomorrow's sun, for tomorrow's sun may shine on your grave. Don't wait for tomorrow's sun. Don't wait. Don't wait. If you want a phone, don't wait. No, no. Because tomorrow's sun, set me shine on your grave. Don't wait for tomorrow's sun. Said I'm wrapped up, tied up, and tangled up in Jesus. I'm wrapped up, tied up, and tangled up in him. Said I'm wrapped up, tied up, tangled up in Jesus. I'm wrapped up and tangled in the Lord. Hallelujah.
All right.
Oh, bless your name, God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
wrapped up, piled up, hanging on up in them.
All right.
Amen, amen. That way the devil can't get to you. He's going to have to go through the wrapping and the tying and the tangling to get to me. Thank you. Hallelujah, Lord. Oh, bless his holy name.
Glory to Jesus. Hallelujah.
And hallelujah.
I've already been baptized.
Yes, God. Yes, God.
I've already been converted.
All right.
And I feel all right.
Oh, all right,
yeah. I can't say
all
nothing.
Right.
Come on now.
Sound like I already been to the water.
Yeah, I already been baptized.
Oh,
thank
yeah.
You. You better testify. Thank
already
you.
Been converted.
Hallelujah.
Yes, God.
And
yes,
I
God.
I feel all right.
I feel all right.
Somebody say, I've been down in Jesus' name.
All right.
I feel all right.
Oh, yeah.
Set a step in the water, and the water wasn't cold.
Said
it chilled my body, but it didn't chill my soul. Somebody said, didn't it do it?
Didn't it do it?
Yeah, I knew those songs. Hallelujah.
Oh, my Jesus.
Amen. Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
If we was able to hear Bishop G. Patterson, he'll be singing, I know the Lord will make a way.
Make a way somehow. Oh, yeah.
All right.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Songs, they allow you to appreciate God's sovereignty.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes.
Yes, God.
Right.
Oh, God.
The Lord tell us to sing spiritual hymns.
Come on, my mother. Come
oh,
on,
yes,
mother.
Right. Praise the Lord.
Thank you, Lord. There's a difference.
Oh, we love you.
Yes, it's a difference. It sure is.
Hallelujah.
Oh, hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
I feel like going on. All right, y'all in hell. We didn't hell serve the day the Lord is pleased. Hey, glory.
Amen.
Praise
Pastor
God.
Beatrice,
amen.
He's speaking for us, Pastor Beatrice Martin of Restoration for Church. Restoration for Life Church will be our speaker tomorrow. And Thursday, Bishop Jesse E. Grant out of Chicago, Illinois.
All
and
right now.
I.D. Pastor Hamilton. Keep
Thank
him
you
in
Lord.
Your prayers. Amen. Amen. He's in Los Angeles right now. So God is dealing with him with some things. So. Remember to
thank
keep
you,
praying
Lord.
Your prayers.
Amen.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Help him. Help him, Lord.
Sister Darlene, our prayer line. Remember, prayer. She, are you still on your 21 day?
Yes, yesterday.
Yesterday was the end?
Yes. Hallelujah.
Okay.
Thank God.
Praise God. Thank you,
so
Jesus.
You back to your regular schedule? What is your regular
yes,
schedule?
Yes, yes. Tuesday night, which is tonight, and Thursday night and Saturday night at 8 p.m.
All right. She got through that 21 day. I know
praise God.
Said,
hallelujah.
Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Yeah.
All right.
My Lord.
Victory in
Jesus. All right.
Amen. Amen.
Yeah.
Pray for Sister Reverend Janice Ivy Smith, too. Pray for her and Sister Corinthian Jones. Keep those families in your prayers. Amen.
Yeah.
We're
yeah.
going to ask Sister Ruby to, anybody else, Sister Ruby, we're going to ask her to close the show now. God bless you all. Have a beautiful day.
Okay. You too.
I'll try to get on your line in the morning.
Thank
Father
you, Jesus.
Karen.
Father Charity, Lord, we just thank you for this opportunity that you have brought us together and the
yes,
words
God.
That we need to examine ourselves.
Yes, Lord.
And be righteous and holy. As
yes, God.
That's right. Hallelujah.
Thank you for
Lord.
Your anointing that you have left on this broadcast. Came down
yes,
from
God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Oh, yes.
You.
Oh, yes.
Hallelujah.
Thank you.
Hey,
Hallelujah. Other times we couldn't thank you enough, Lord. We thank you for this broadcast. We humble
yes,
ourselves, for Jesus, because we you didn't have to choose us, hallelujah, to be on this broadcast. But
that's
Lord
right.
Jesus, we're thankful that we're
my
doing
Lord,
the work, your kingdom, sowing the seed. And you know what, Lord, we just thank you, because we didn't realize it for a minute, but then we looked and see you taking us all over the continent, out of the United States, all over. For
praise
God.
God. Praise
right.
God.
We give you glory.
Thank you. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Bless you, God.
Oh, glory, glory.
Glory, 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 glory. Your will be done. Not our will, but your will. Hallelujah.
Your will.
Yes, God.
Lord, our founding host, back to our hometown, safe and sound.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
We bless you today, God.
Thank
you, Lord.
The mountains and all
hallelujah.
Oh, yes, Lord. Oh, yes, Lord.
On this broadcast, Lord Jesus, that you have sent, that you have chosen. Hallelujah.
Yes,
Lord, we ask you to bless, protect them, guide and direct them. You know what we, each of us stand in need of, Lord Jesus.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah. For the praise. We thought that Minister Maurice was getting off in 30 minutes, but you gave us 45 more. Hallelujah.
All right.
Hallelujah.
You're worthy to be praised. And
yes.
And we thank you, Lord, for Minister Democrat getting the same flight back on here. Hallelujah.
Yes,
we just praise you for each and every one that you have sent to this
thank
Lord.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you,
hallelujah.
Jesus.
Hallelujah.
We just praise you and magnify you. And we give
thank
you all
Jesus.
The glory. We give you all the praise. We can't do anything without you.
That's
hallelujah.
Right.
Hallelujah.
That's right.
Thank you for this broadcast that you have allowed to air today, Lord Jesus. So we know it's going to be power more anointed when it goes through each day it goes through. And we praise you, thank you. And
hallelujah, hallelujah.
Maurice, Lord Jesus, as he took our sacrifice time from his appointment to come on and break the bread of life with us, Lord. We thank
yes,
you, love
God.
You, praise you. In Jesus'
hallelujah,
name.
Hallelujah, hallelujah.
Amen and amen and amen. Woo! I feel like going on.
All right.
Hallelujah. Lord, that was, I feel like going on by Pastor Marvin Wyman. God bless. We'll see you all tomorrow. We're closing out.